Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and this is the Table for One edition. I'm your host Dakshin Adyantaya, and today we talk about a brand that had an inspiration from the closest competition, a brand that's known for its marketing banters, and the brand that had a completely unrelated name in Australia. Well, I'm talking about one of the world's largest fast food hamburger chain, the Burger King. More about it right after this quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So founded in 1954 in Jacksonville, Florida, by James McLemore and David Edgerton, the idea was inspired by the success of the fast food concept of the McDonald's. It was said that James had visited a McDonald's restaurant in California and was impressed by the efficiency of its operation and its popularity. He saw the potential for a similar restaurant model in Miami, and upon his return, he partnered with Edgerton to start their own fast food venture under the name Insta Burger King on December 4, 1954. The Insta prefix, however, was dropped later as the company expanded beyond its original concept. The original menu was, however, very simple, focusing just on burgers, fries, soft drinks, and milkshake. But it was in 1957 that the signature burger, the Whopper, was introduced and became an instant hit because of its larger size as compared to the other burgers in the market. Till date, Whopper is synonymous to Burger King and remains the central item of its menu. But in 1967, the Burger King Corporation was sold to Pillsbury Company, which led to a further expansion both domestically and internationally for the brand. However, in 2010, 3G Capital, a Brazilian investment firm, acquired Burger King. Through the years, Burger King continued to grow with new promotions and collaborations, but it was the rivalry between the Burger King and McDonald's that always made the headlines. This rivalry has led to so-called burger wars, with both companies regularly aiming to outdo each other with new products and promotion. Be it the one with Burger King's most audacious campaign, the Whopper Detour, where the customers were encouraged to go to the nearest McDonald's location to unlock a deal on Burger King app for a 1 cent Whopper, or creating the McWhopper, a combination of Whopper and the Big Mac, to be sold on one day in the honor of Peace Day, or even taking the opportunity to mock McDonald's when it lost the Big Mac trademark in UK by introducing a range of burgers such as, like a Big Mac but actually big. Burger King has always been that notorious rival. But did you know the Burger King across countries have their own fascinating stories? Like when you're in Australia, you wouldn't find a Burger King anywhere. Instead, you'll have to look for Hungry Jack's. Since the brand name had already been trademarked when Burger King planned to move to Australia, so they just had to rename it to Hungry Jack's. And in Finland, the first Burger King to open in the country included a spa. In addition to a 15-person sauna, the restaurant features timber and stone decor, two huge flat-screen TVs, a PlayStation, and a fridge stocked with beer. The rental cost? About $300, and it does not include the burger cost in it. And as fascinating as this sounds, in Japan they created a meat-scented fragrance called the Flame Grilled to celebrate the Whopper Day on 1st of April. No, this wasn't an April Fool joke, but it was a limited edition scent launched only for one day at $41, and it came with a free Whopper. As of today, Burger King sells at least 2.4 million burgers a year across 19,000 locations spread across 100 countries, allowing it to generate over $1.9 billion in revenue. So from an inspiration to becoming an infamous threat to rivals, backed with genius marketing efforts, that's the story of Burger King this week. That's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to all the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast and the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.